This is KUT. State education leaders want 60% of Texans aged 25 to 34 to have some kind of post-secondary certificate or degree by the year 2030. But to get those, students need to be ready to take college-level classes. KUT's Kate McGee reports sometimes it can take leaders time to agree just on who is prepared.
Depending on which test scores you look at, the percentage of Texas students ready to do college work differs slightly. If you look at the Texas students who take the SAT, it's 32%, but only 27% of ACT test takers are college ready. And according to Texas's own college readiness test, the TSI, 30% can do college work. But one thing is clear, the number of students prepared for college is lower than education officials want it to be.
Compare that number to the 60% of young adults we want to be college graduates, and you have a very clear indication that we have a very long way to go.
That's Raymond Paredes, the commissioner of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. He spoke to the State Board of Education this week. Paredes says these benchmarks are a good indicator, but he and others agree they aren't the only way to gauge college readiness.
SAT and ACT isn't the end-all be-all. What you want is students who actually finish in their post-secondary environment. That's a pretty good indicator that they were ready.
And that's Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath, also talking to the State Board of Education.
Our outcomes today are better than they have ever been, certainly as measured by these apples-to-apples benchmarks in SAT and ACT. It just so happens that the demands of the economy are far more sophisticated than they were 20 and 30 years ago.
90% of job sectors showing growth today require a post-secondary degree, which takes us back to the 60% by 2030 goal, increasing the number of people who get post-secondary credentials and can get jobs. One possible solution to increasing college readiness, better teaching preparation programs in colleges and universities, something Paredes admits could use improvement.
You'll never hear me claim that universities are doing an excellent job of training teachers. In fact, that's a discussion I frequently have with university presidents. And there's no doubt that we need to do a lot better. And I also lament the fact that we haven't shown much improvement in the time that I've been here.
But Paredes says he's seen more interest among university leaders to improve teacher training than in the past. Kate McGee, KUT News.